Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I am so happy that you're with me today, but mostly that you are studying the Word of God. My prayer is that you are being blessed by God's Word, that you're learning from it, that you're being inspired to read this on your own. My goal is to just do 4 to 6 minute podcasts that inspire people in a simple way to understand God will speak to you through His Word just as easily as He does me. God's our true teacher. He does use people sometimes to teach His Word, but it's Him that's our true teacher. So that's why we always go to Him in prayer as we begin our study. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we just want to bless You again today and thank You for Your Word. We know that You want to speak to us today through Your Word, and I pray that You, by Your Holy Spirit, will guide us into all truth. Lord, that You will empower us to live according to that truth, and that You will be honored and glorified in everything we study and read today. We just want to bless You. We give You thanks again for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is With You for a Little While. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 13 and verse 33. The apostle John wrote after Jesus went out from Jesus and the other disciples, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in Him. If God be glorified in Him, God shall also glorify Him in Himself, and shall straightway glorify Him." And in chapter 13 and verse 33 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, "Little children, yet a little while I am with you," where we read, "Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you." The verse reads, "Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me." John began with the words little children, which means darlings, and was used as a term of kindly address by teachers to the disciples. Yet a little while, or even now for a small amount of time, I am with you, which means I, Jesus, exist alongside you. You shall seek me, or you, disciples of Jesus, will look for, strive after, and crave me, Jesus. John shared how Jesus told his disciples he would only be with them for a small amount of time, and they would be looking for him afterward. The verse goes on to say, "And as I said unto the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say unto you," or to you. John continued with the words, "as I said," and "as I said," which means, "and even like I, Jesus, uttered, declared, and proclaimed unto the Jews," or to the people who belong to the Jewish nation, by origin, birth, or religion. "Where I go," which means the place and location I, Jesus, leave and depart to, "you cannot come," or you, disciples of Jesus, are unable and incapable to arise and appear. "So now I say to you," which means likewise, "and even then I, Jesus, utter, declare, and proclaim to you, disciples of Jesus." John shared how Jesus referred to his words spoken to the Jewish people when he told them they were unable to go where he was going. And now he was saying the same to his disciples. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we discover how Jesus was preparing his disciples for his departure from them. Jesus was going where they could not go. And he previously told the Jews the same thing. Jesus was on his way to the cross to die for the sins of the world, and no one would be able to follow him in that mission. God loves people, and his purpose was to send his son Jesus into the world to save people from their sins. Any person who surrenders their life to him as their personal Savior and Lord will be forgiven of their sins and receive everlasting life from God. Let all who read and hear these words understand that Jesus went where they cannot go. Because he did, and because he did, everyone has an opportunity to yield their life to him and be saved. Next time John shares how Jesus says, "A new commandment I give unto you." So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.